All right, then. Imagine this weapon to be 10 times stronger and the animal 10 times more powerful. Launch it at a speed of 20 miles per hour, multiply its mass times its velocity, and you get just the collision we need to cause the specified catastrophe. So until information becomes more abundant, I plump for a sea unicorn of colossal dimensions, no longer armed with a mere lance, but with an actual spur, like ironclad frigates, or those warships called rams, whose mass and motor power it would possess simultaneously. This inexplicable phenomenon is thus explained away, unless it's something else entirely, which, despite everything that has been cited, studied, explored, and experienced, is still possible. These last words were cowardly of me, but as far as I could, I wanted to protect my professorial dignity, and not lay myself open to laughter from the Americans, who, when they do laugh, laugh raucously. I had left myself a loophole, yet deep down I had accepted the existence of the monster.